Gishabashira versus Mishalach. So it's a machlokes rishonim. Where does the Shira end? Does the Shira end Kivasus Paroi Besis Birich before Shabayom Vayashav Hashem Alei Mesme Hayom Uvne Yisrael Chuvayabosha Besoich Hayom Kivasus Paroi, or the posting before Hashem Imlo Yichloi Lavoed? So Shitas Aramban, Shitas Rabbi Nebechai, that the Shira has 18 psukim. The last possible of the Shira is Hashem Imlo Yichloi Lavoed. Ki Basus Paroi is basically giving the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu sang. So it goes back to the beginning of the Shira, that they sang Ki Basus Paroi Birich Boyuf Porosh Rabayom. That's the first Shita. And that truth is Rashi in Gittin also. Rashi, the Tzadik in Gittin also says Ki Basus Paroi is also key, is the heart, is giving the reason, but not the reason to the Shira before, but to the Shira afterwards. That's what Tan Miriam is saying. Why did Miriam answer Kibasus Paro Birich Buforoshov? But that's not part of the Shira. That's a separate pasuk whatsoever. Now the problem with this is because the Rambam does bring down the structure of the Shira in Perek Ches, and the Rambam in Perek Ches, when he has the structure of the Shira, says the Rambam that the whole Shira is Ariach Al Gabi Levena. Right, he's right. He says the Rambam, Shira Sayam Koisi Boisa Beshloishim Shita. The 30 lines on Shira Sayam, Shita Rishoina Kedarka. The first Shira is Kedarka. V'shara Shita Zachas Manich Beemtza Revach Ve'achas Manich Barevach B'shtei Mekoyim. There is space in one line is two writings in one space. The other one is two spaces on writing. Every line is divided into three. There's always writing and below the writing space, and space and below the space writing. So it's writing space is intercalated writing. But what the Rambam brings down, the last pasuk is Kiva Susparu Berich Varshabayom, and is written Betzura Shira. So if that's not part of the Shira, why is it written Betzura Shira? Now you could say that in Achrami, that those who are showing Rashi, Dim Nezra, and Rabbeinu Bechai, who hold that is not written Betzura Shira. And the only Rishon that I know, and by the way, in Masechta Gittin, there is one of the Yalkim Beforshim, and the person who the Yalkim Beforshim we're talking about is the Zvi Hirsch in Berlin. Let's bring up the only Shita who holds that the Kivasus Paro is a chelek of the Shita of the Shira is the Ibn Ezra. So it comes out that perhaps the Rambam holds like the Ibn Ezra, that Kivasus Paro is a chelek of the Shira and therefore is written like a Shira. Okay? Now, you could say that. But Lechoira, the problem is within Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Brit Ramo brings down that Kol Neshama Talelka, which is the end of Psukei Dezimra, you are Koifim, you repeat it. So says him, the Koiflim Posuk Kol Neshama Talelka, Lefi Shehu Soif Psukei Dezimra. Since the last Posuk Psukei Dezimra to show that that's the end, to put some kind of a period, you double, you kafel it, you double it. Says it, the Ken Posuk Hashem Im Loichlei Avod. Hashem Im Loichlei Avod, you also repeat, because that's the end of the Shira. However, says the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there is a right that you do not only twice, but you actually do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. Okay, so it's much that he agrees with the Ramo, that's the end of the Shira. But says the Arizal the following: Vesheyesh Loimat Poso Kibasus Paroi, Shegam Parsha Zu Mikra Shira, Kibasus Paroi is Mikra Shira. The Gro argues that, but who does? And the Pele is something, if you are koifel, if you repeat the posuk, like the Ramo says, that's the end of the Shira. And if you say Kivasus Paro because that's Meikar Shira, so you should not go ahead and repeat Hashem Melech Lelavod. That's the question. That's question number one. Question number two is Shira, like the Ramo says, is Ariach Al Gabi Levena. So it's the Aloha is not only that you have writing space and then writing, but says the Rambam, he adds, and he says, "V'nimtza revach keneged aksav uksav keneged revach." Not only you have to write and have a space, but the writing has to be surrounded by space, and the space has to be surrounded by writing. So one against the other. So it's much, it's not only putting a space between the writing, it's just is a juxtaposition between the writing and Ksavin. The question is, what does that mean? Now, interestingly enough, this is Mi'ikar Hatzura. The Gemara Daf Kuf Gimel in Shabbos says, if you wrote Shira like a regular Torah, or you wrote the Torah like a Shira, it's possible. Now, the Rivosh, there's a famous Tshuva Sarivosh. The Tshuva Sarivosh says the following. You would think that the Shira, the space, is like Kol HaPsuchas and the Stumas in the Torah. Always there is a space in the Torah. Was the Gemara says, why was that given? For Moshe Rabbeinu to have time to ponder about it. So you could say that this is a parsha with many psuchas. By the way, I think that Tzfazema says that. But the Rivosh argues that. Says the Rivosh, and that's a very important Rivosh. The Rivosh is in Siman Reish Pei Vav. Says the Rivosh, say like this, if those are parshas psuchas, because they have the size of a parsha psucha, meaning why do you have to say that kosva kishir psula the Torah? In the Torah, if you add the parsha psucha, you pass the Torah. So for sure, if you wrote the Torah like a shira, you pass all. You did, that's a chidush. You have not one, but tens of psuchas here. So there, people claim Yishum Shasa Parsha Bakum Shir is a Parsha. Zokter, the Halakasha. But here is not a Parsha Psucha. Even though he's a Parsha Psucha, but this is the Tzura Sashira. Tzura Sashira is to be writing it Ariach Al Gabel Levena. And therefore, I would have thought that even though he cannot add a Parsha Psucha, but to write Ariach Al Gabel Levena has nothing to do with a Parsha Psucha. Because that is Tzura Sashira. Zokter, halokasha, de avemina falgav de biovir echad kishir parsha poisel, kishosa kitsura shira odif, de nirish inzu parsha. This is not a parsha psucha, ela keseder shira nichtav. It's written like a shira. So the writing of shira is this idea of ariach al gabe levena. Not many parsha psucha. It's not that here you have tens of parshas psuchas. Nothing to do with this. The tzuras hashira is ariach al gabe levena. And the question is, what does that mean? Tzuras shira is ariach al gabe levena. But the biggest pell is, the Mechilta says here, this is not the only shira, the 10 shiras in the Tanakh. 9 boilam hazeh, and the 10th leosid lavoy. So says the Mechilta. As Yoshir, he says, "Es Ashira Zoyz v'Kishirachas v'lo Eser Shira." He's saying there are 10 Shiras, but the Pele is that this and only one more Shira written Ariach Al Gabe Levena. If the Tzuras Ashira is Shira, means Ariach Al Gabe Levena. Why aren't the other Shiras written Ariach Al Gabe Levena? The biggest question is Shira Sabeir. The Chumash has another Shira, Ali Be'er on the law, or it's a Shira Hazoyz, which is Hazinu, and they are not written in the Tzura of Ariach Al Gabe Levena, only Shira Sayam. Why? And not only that, out of the Shiras of the 8, there's only one more Shira which is written Ariach Al Gabe Levena, is the after of this Parsha, which is the Shira Zvoira. And that's written Ariach Al Gabe Levena. Why Davka these two? Why isn't Shira Saber Betzura Ariach Al Gabe Levena? So the question is double. Why is Ariach Al Gabe Levena the definition of Shira? And why some Shiras are not written Ariach Al Gabe Levena? And by the way, Perek Yud Ches of Tehillim, which is the case of Ariach, which is one of the Shiras, if you look at the Ram Tzavai and I have it, is written like Shira Sazino. Is Ariach Al Gabe Ariach Levena Al Gabe Levena? Meaning it's two columns. It's not written Ariach Al Gabe Levena, intercalated. Why Dafka here is written intercalated? No, the case is not. Strangely enough, Shiras Dvoira also has a last pasuk that's written as part of the Shira, which also there, Likuli Alma has nothing to do with the Shira. Because if you look at Shiras Dvoira in Perek Hei of Shoftim, he brings down the pasuk, and then he says, "Vatishkot haaretz arboim shana." The land was quiet for 40 years. Says Rashi, Dvorah could have never said this, because how did she know that? So she said the Shira, she could have netzav this posuk. So Akteva Tishku et Haaretz in ze midivri devoret. It's not the Shira. Ela midivri kois yosef. This is an addition by Shmuel Lavi. When he wrote it, it says the land rested for 40 years. But if that's the case, it's not part of the Shira. So again, why is that written Ariach al Gabel Levena? If you look at the Shira, that's written Ariach al Gabel Levena. So not only nothing else is written Ariach al Levena, whenever you have Ariach al Levena, there's always the last posuk that has nothing to do with the Shira, and it's still written Ariach al Gabel Levena. Why? So that's the two questions. And the third question is the famous Brisker of Rab Chaim. The Eved Bracha brings down Rab Chaim. That Rab Chaim said that even if a person has full bitochen, that Kodesh Baruch Hu would rescue him, he cannot say Shira. He could thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, but cannot say Shira. That's the pasuk. Vani beroiv vani bechazne chavatach. The Rebbe says, I am trustful in your chesed. Vani bechazne chavatach ogilim b'shoseh. So therefore, I can already rejoice before it happens. But the Shira Lashem, when can I say Shira? Kigom alai, only when I get it. Okay, that's what Rabbi Chaim says. That's the pshat in the pasuk. So everybody asks, that's a stira from Rashi. So says the Brocha, Rashi says in Tehillim, in Perek Yud Ches, in that Shira, it says Behilulim Ekroeno. They say like this: Mehulal Ekra Hashem Uminoi Vayivashea. I praise Hashem, and Hashem rescues me from my enemies. And the question is, Mehulal Ekra Hashem, I praise Hashem. One second, that didn't happen. How do I know they're going to be rescued? So says Demek Brocha, that you're right. Mehulal Hashem, I praise, is not Bederach Shira. To praise Hashem before it happens, like Rashi says, Mehulal Ekra Hashem, they praise Hashem, even before He saves me from my enemies. And Rashi says, why? Shebatuach ani shiv Hashem, I can praise Hashem because I am sure Hashem will rescue me. Alechor Reb Chaim says, you can't say Shira. He says, yeah, you're right. You can't say Shira, but you could praise Hashem. So that's no kasha from Rashi. To praise Hashem, you can. To say Shira, you can't. And the question is, why not? Why Shira is something that only a Shira Hashem can go on alive? But to praise Hashem, Behul Alekar Hashem, Umivoy Vay Hashem. I mean, I can praise Hashem before Hashem rescues me, because I'm sure you do that. What's unique about Shira? To answer all of this, we have to understand what's the idea of Shira. So the Tzodok always brings down that the concept of Shira has to do with a circle. Shira always relates to a circle. Kol Bali Hashir Nichnosi Beshir Viyotzi Beshir. Shira is a leash. That's why the Mishnah Shabbos says that people, the animals with a leash, can go on Shabbos out with a leash. A shir is also a bracelet. Bishir v'tzada. A shir is also a wall. Bnois tzad al ishur. So ask the Rabbi, what's the common denominator between shira, between a bracelet, between a leash, right? Between the piece of collar and a wall? It says because of the circles. Because what is Shira? Shira is the concept of closing the loop. When you see Shlemus, when you see the whole picture, Shira is the concept when you see the whole thing closed, that you see how things that made no sense, they make sense. Says in the Beis Halevi the same idea in our Parsha. As Yosher Moshe, state in the Medrash, the Be'az Chotosi Lefonecha, may the Prophet Moshe Rabbeinu said, I was choiti with you the word Oz, Be'az Bosi El Paroi, Be'az Anioi Mershira. Right? So the Oz comes to Mechaber. Says the Beis Halevi, what's the Kesha? Says, because there are two kinds. Sometimes a person has a Torah, and he's rescued, so he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being rescued, but he would prefer not having a Torah in the first place. But sometimes he realizes that the Torah itself made sense. That this Torah itself is a reason to say thanks. That's Shira. Be'az Bosel Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu complained that since I came to Paro, it became worse for the Jews. Be'az Anioimer Shira, now I say Shira on that Oz. Because I realized that the fact that it became more difficult for the Jews, that itself was the biggest brocha. Because the biggest brocha is not that the Jews were rescued, that the Mitzvah went against them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to reveal himself against the Mitzrayim. If not for the Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never be able to reveal himself. So Be'azan Yoimer Shira, I say Shira even on the Tzoras. I say this Shira of Oz, on that Oz, Me'az Bosil Pari. And that's the concept of Oz. What's Oz then? Then the Pshat is that at that point, is Megal Levafreya reveals backwards. You could go back in time and look back and see how everything makes sense. Because that's Shira. Shira is when everything makes sense. Not that there's a problem, the problem is resolved, but the problem makes sense. Everything fits in. You close the loop, the circle makes sense. And that's the concept of Shira Sayam. If you look at Shira Sayam, this is the last pasuk. The last pasuk of the conclusion of the Shira is that everything after happens, everything makes sense. So what's the Shira on? The Ries Kivasos Paroi. Kivasos Paroi is what the Shira is all about. The Shira is all about because it closed the loop at the end. It closed the loop. What's the closed the loop? Kivasos Paroi Birich B'Forosh Bayom. The Shira is that Paroi went against me. It's not only the Shira that the Jews got rescued, but the Shira is Kivasos Paroi Birich B'Forosh Bayom V'Yoshev Aleihem Hashem Ismei Hayam Uvnei Yisrael Chuvayim Hashem Esachayam. The idea is the Shira is that the Tzora and the rescue both make sense. Kivasos Paroi is the Seif Posuk to tell you the essence of the Shira. Now, you could understand very well, very geschmack to understand. Also, the Posuk is out of order. Kivasos Paroi is something, but Vayoshev Aleim Esmei Hayom is after the Jews went. But the idea is that there always is a revelation backwards. Kivasos Paroi Birich B'Forosh Bayom, that became the beginning of the Hatzolah. Vayoshev Aleim Esmei Hayom, because Klal Yisrael was Megala, that when they went into the Yam, they already went to be Tevea. The Chiddush is not that they went against us and they were Tevea, they went in a way to be Tevea. It's Megala that the Tzora was the greatest Brocha. That's why you're Shira. So we asked, why is Kivasos Paroi the Chelek of the Shira? It's not the Chelek of the Shira, says the Arizal, but it's the Ikar Shira. It explains why the Shira is a Shira. So Mili could learn very geschmack. Ariechal Gabi Levin is exactly that. Ariechal Gabi Levin tells you that what's Ksav, that makes sense. One day will come a point that you realize that what you thought made sense, it doesn't make sense. What you thought was Ksav was really a lack of Ksav. And you realize that what you thought was a lack of Ksav, because in life you go and you have things that make sense, and sometimes you just are astonished. Things make no sense. One day you see there is a Ksav on that lack of Ksav. When all the Ksav and the lack of Ksav become one story, were woven together, that the Ariach becomes Levena and the Levena becomes Ariach, then Shira. So when you see the loop, that finally the Ksav, you realize that is a lack of Ksav. And the lack of Ksav is the real Ksav. When things actually make sense together, that the puzzle closed the loop, that's when you say Shira. So when you see Kivasos Paroi, then you could write Ariach al Gabi Levena. Emily could explain the second question also. We ask Kivasos Paroi, is that the Chelek? It's not the Chelek, it's the essence of the Shira. Ariach al Gabi Levena is not summarizing that what defines Shira. That Ariach is surrounded by Levena, and Levena is surrounded by Ariach. Space is surrounded by Ksav, and Ksav is surrounded by space. Emily could understand very geschmack. All the Shiras are not written Ariach al Gabi Levena because it's never kept to posterity. Why this was a Shira? Was not the mindset. Do you know David HaMelech? Why did he have to suffer? Well, you know that David HaMelech was very happy to be rescued, but why did he have to suffer? So it was not kept to posterity. You can't write Ariach al Gabi Levena. There's only one exception by Dvoira. Atishkoit Haaretz Arvoim Shana is also like Kivasos Paroi. He's telling you the essence. Because Atishkoit Haaretz Arvoim Shana, the Radak already asks, the land did not become quiet after Caesar for 40 years. It only became quiet for 20 years. 40 years is including the time that the Plishtim made trouble. Because the Plishtim made trouble for 20 years. And afterwards, says in the Pasuk, in the beginning of Perek Hei, so ויימכר השם בידת בלשלי וביד מלך ביד יובין מלך כנען אשר וסר צבוי סיסרא. So when they got into Melech Canaan, and it says in the post they were there, v'kitsham v'yishlech ebroz alu v'lochetz es b'nei Yisrael v'choska, they made Klal Yisrael suffer for 20 years. And after 20 years was the Ravocha. So it's 40 years, meaning Tishkut Oretz, 40 years from the beginning of the suffering. But the post says, v'tishkut Oretz arbaim shona, the land was quiet for 40 years, only for 20. It's 40 years, including the Torah. But if you look at Shiras Noira, in the Targum says the following. Bifroya prois b'Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael got and was hit, when Klal Yisrael started suffering, says the Targum, Kad morodu b'Yisrael b'Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael rebelled against the Torah, Asu aloen ha'memaya, Goyim came to the Melech Nan, Utrodunu min kerveyo, they were sent away from their cities, v'chatov l'meba d'oraisa, and when they made tshuva, izgabor nina l'debor d'vaveyo, they were able to misgaber on their enemies. So it comes out, v'zog tel us, v'chen al puronus tvar sisra, in the puronus of susra, v'akol mishio se v'al nisa upurkon des avil Yisrael, on the puronus of the sisra, and the purkona, and the saving of Klal Yisrael, that's what the Shiro said. So it comes out that in the end, Klal Yisrael realized that the Aretz of Tishkot Arbaim Shana, that there were 40 years of peace, because they realized that the Shira is not only on the rescue from Sisra, it's from the Tzor of Sisra. Because says the Targum, because of the Tzor of Sisra, allowed the Jews to be tshuva. Because the Posuk says, the Karmiroda base is over, I mean, Klal Yisrael were going away, leading astray. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Sisra to bring them back to Torah. So it comes out that in the end, the Shira is not only on the rescue, is on the Puranas itself. So that's why Vatishkoi Taharetz Arboim Shona, the land to after what happened, he realized that was Sheket, was peace. Not for 20 years, but for the 40 years. Because they realized that the 20 years that they suffered under Sisra, it was actually not a sign of Din, but a Midas HaRachamim, the Klal Yisrael was saved for Chas V'Shalom falling apart. Mimela, you could say Shira. Once you realize that the Tzorah makes sense now, that not only the rescue makes sense, but that the Tzorah makes sense in itself, now it's shy to say Shira. So Shira's Dvoira is written in Riach Gabe Levena, because now you made sense of the Tzorah also. The whole story made sense. Like Rav Zalman said, that's the whole idea, that Shira is Besimcha, like the Masod Notary, Ekodesh Baruch Hu is Memal Libam Besimcha, because Simcha is Shlemus. Shlemus in the whole picture makes sense. When the whole picture makes sense, you write Riach Gabe Levena. So you made a Shira's Dvoira, that the apostle writes at the end why the whole thing made sense, which is what Tishkoit Haaretz Arboim Shana, that's the reason why this was a Shira. So even though that's not part of the Shira, but that explains the essence of the Shira, that's why it's written Ariach Al Gabe Levena, and Posk is also written Ariach Al Gabe Levena. The other Shiras, it's never kept posterity. Maybe at that time they knew, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not want to keep it for posterity, why this was a Shlemus, is the completion, that everything made sense. We merely cannot write Ariach Al Gabe Levena. That last Posk makes it as a part of makes it a Riach Al Gabe Levena. Mimela, so the whole idea of a Tishkoit Haaretz, but why Dafka by Dvora? Because the whole concept of Dvora is this. Dvora is an animal tome that has Dvash, which is Torah, coming from it. When Tyra comes from Tuma, that in itself is Shira. So Dvora was Zoich in the Nevim to also be, to keep Ledoris, the concept of Shira, that Klal Yisrael realized that not only the rescue made sense, but part what made sense is the Tzorah itself. That the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only comes to rescue, the Hester is a part of the Gilui. And that's like the idea of Shira Sayam. So after those two Shiras have in the end a Pasuk that reveals what the Shira is all about, and after those two are Ariach Gabe Levena. Mimeli could send them a Brocha. And Brocha says you could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. before something happens, as long as you have bitochen, you can't say shira, because shira is not thanking Hashem. You could thank Hashem before and says davik brocha, but shira you can't say, because shira is not thanking, but is acknowledging how everything made sense. You can never do that unless you know how it makes sense. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, you could thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu beforehand, but you can never say shira, because shira is not thanking. Shira is seeing how every single thing makes sense, and how the lip is closed. You may could understand why the Shaychus for this to Parsha, the Yontem of Tubishvat. Tubishvat, we know that the Rishonim brought the Mordechai in the name of the Rottenburg. The Marami Rottenburg, the Tubishvat is a day that you don't say Tachnun, and is a day that you can't fast. And the Rishonim were asked, how do you know that? Why? He says, why? Because it's one of the Arba Rosh Hashanim, and the fourth Rosh Hashanim, they are basically are Hekukah Shel Adad. I mean, they have the same halacha. Because they are there, they are juxtaposed. Tell me that the four Rosh Hashanahs have the same halacha. The question is, how? Why? Just the fact that they have four Rosh Hashanahs, they have the same halacha, why is that so? But I think the pshat is, why is Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Lailonis? So it's Machloek is Bavli Nirshalmi. To the Evan Rosh Hashanah brings out that the Bavli holds because this is the end of the rainy season. Okay, the biggest amount of rain already done, so the trees are farting, the trees are ready. So they're ready to a new cycle. So that's why it's the beginning of a new cycle. The Rishalmi says, no, that trees are able to keep their sap and to keep the nutrients for a long time. So it says, Akam, until Tu Bishvat, whatever they grew, is not part of the rains of this year, it's still from the remnants of the previous year. But after Tu Bishvat, this is the day that whatever it grows, it's only from the Rosh Hashanah, from the new rain. It's a gilui on Rosh Hashanah. Up to Rosh Hashanah, that's why many of the Sforim said, you could daven, you daven for Esrei, you could daven, the end of the din of Rosh Hashanah is not nigma until Tu Bishvat. Because in the nature of things is that until Tu Bishvat, things still grow by osmosis from the year before. This is a gilui on Rosh Hashanah, says the Turei Even. According to the Yerushalmi, Tu Bishvat is the Gilu, is the Gemar of Rosh Hashanah. We merely could understand that the Ahuka Shladadi, Tu Bishvat is a Chelik of Rosh Hashanah. The same Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Tachnun, and is a Yontev. Today is a Yontev also, because that's an extension of Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out, the reason why Tu Bishvat is a Yontev, says the Maram Rotem, because it's a chelik, is hukash to all the Rosh Hashanahs. It's not only hukash, it's a chelik of the Rosh Hashanah, because that's Megale. So here is exactly the same story, that you need 2.5 months later to be Megale or the Din of Rosh Hashanah. Many times you can't see the story as it happens, you see only much later. That's Tu Bishvat. You only see what the Din of Rosh Hashanah was 2.5 months later, because for 2.5 months you still have signals from the previous year. So that's the idea of Shira. Shira tells you the Mishas mindset appears to be that you understand X and you miss the point of Y. One day will come out that you realize that what you understood in X is not understanding, and the Y is the one that has the most understanding. You never know the story until the end of the story. You only know the Shira until the end of the Shira. This is the idea of Tu Bishvat. You only know what happened in Rosh Hashanah, not the day after Rosh Hashanah, but after Tu Bishvat is Megal Mafreya. What to be short of what? Hakadosh Baruch Hu indeed help us to understand history looking backwards and to be able to say Losed Lovoi, the 10th Shir, is the Shir of Losed Lovoi, because we're going to look back to Elam Hazeh and to realize how everything makes sense, how everything is a Shir, and how everything fits in. This is the Pshat in the Mechilta, by the way. The Mechilta says the following. Says the Mechilta, what's the Pshat on the Pasuk Hashem Kivasu Sparoi? Hashem imlo ichlelom voed mipnei ma kibasus paroi. Kibasus paroi is telling why is Hashem imlo ichlelom voed. Hashem imlo ichlelom voed is the Gemara Shira that tells the Shira is that Hashem is a melech forever, from beginning to end. How do you see that? Kibasus paroi. So it's kibasus paroi is the Gemara Shira, is explaining why Hashem imlo ichlelom voed, which is the taich of the Shira.